Here's a thought I'll title, My Advice Cannot Make Your Pictures. I guess, shorthand, I'm proposing that the task of making artwork and being creative simply cannot be taught. If we could teach how to be as brilliant as Mozart, we'd be overrun by Mozarts. We can teach a lot of techniques, but creative genius, I'm not convinced, can be taught at all. That doesn't mean that there's lots of temptations, however. I spend lots of time, too much time, on YouTube because it's a great way to learn tidbits about the technology of photography. And it's a constant learning curve because there's constantly new things being introduced. And so it's really handy to go to YouTube and learn how to use a new technique or a new button or new software enhancement or whatever. That said, there's also gazillions of videos that will try to tell you the steps you must or must not take to make an aesthetically pleasing photograph. In essence, those YouTube videos are trying to tell you how to follow the rules without admitting that you're following the rules. If you do follow the rules, your images might look like everybody else's, and if you don't follow the rules, your images might look like all the iconoclast, rebellious photographers. The challenge, at least from my perspective, is to learn from the technical videos while simultaneously using aesthetic advice with extreme caution, lest you find yourself making other people's photographs. Or, maybe better yet, don't even look at the aesthetic videos. I know that's sort of heresy because that's what I do with Here's a Thoughts and with my podcast and with my editor's comments and lens work, is I try to share what has been successful. But I do so knowing perfectly well that most of you who are sharper than a 2x4 will recognize that whatever advice I may share, you should pick and choose only the ones that pertain to you and your artistic and creative life. The trick is, how do you know when a piece of advice is worth taking and when it's worth abandoning? And that's what can't be taught. It can be learned, but it can only be learned through personal experience, because that's almost the definition of art, is that we experience life and then interpret it through our own filters, our own knowledge, our own experience, our own prejudice, our own inclinations. We put our stamp of our personal response to the world into our photographs, and that data, that information, that encouragement can only come from within. Your photographs, first and foremost, should be your photographs. And as a sort of rule of thumb, whenever I find myself making images that look like some other photographer or patterning something that is part of their creative life, a yellow flag goes up and I think, no. I'm becoming a parrot now and I need to let go and go back to my own intuition. Where this gets especially tricky is looking at other people's photographs can become part of the experience of learning what you like and don't like to put into your own photographs. And if you do so, that's not copying, that's not following the rules. I think it's refining your aesthetic sensibilities. But there's a very delicate balance between refining your sensibilities and making your own pictures and allowing your sensitivities to be kidnapped by someone else's aesthetic, some famous photographer, some modern contemporary avant-garde photographer. Doesn't make any difference. If you're trying to emulate someone, I would hope you're doing that because you're trying to learn something, not because you're trying to copy something. And that is the danger of YouTube and websites and etc., is there are so many people that want to tell you how your photographs should look, when in reality, you're the only one who can determine that.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.